It's time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The sideline report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for joining us today. We've got a busy show lined up for you a little bit later on this morning. Former Tiger Luther Bramblett, now the baseball head coach at Midway University, will be with us. Also coming up later on, Caldwell County Youth Incorporated President Dwight Meeks will be in the studio with us to give us an update on all things Youth Incorporated. But we start the show this morning with WPKY sportscaster Bob Hayes. Bob, good morning. Thanks for coming in. And you guys have softball action this afternoon.
Todd, it's a pleasure to be here. Good morning. And we are back on the air, seemingly after about a three-week delay with COVID, with the All-A Classic, school being out, so it's good to kind of get back up in the booth and get going again this afternoon.
Well, and it seems like every time we have a game scheduled for broadcast, it rains.
Well, we've had quite a bit of rain, as you can look at my garden and see that this spring, and it seems like we have two good days of beautiful weather, and then you got to put up with the 2 days of rain and 50-degree, 45-degree weather after that.
It's been a busy week for Caldwell County sports already. As a matter of fact, Tuesday was a huge day. Darian Boyd announced he was going to play at Lipscomb University, following Eli Pepper's footsteps there. Bob, I bet the people at Lipscomb think Caldwell County is some kind of basketball factory.
You kind of wonder what they are thinking down there. And you know, it's interesting. I wonder how many teams reached out to Darian in the portal. Or whether
not really sure, but yeah, I think that's a really good pick for him.
I think so. I think it's the freedom he'll have down there and the competition he'll have down there is far better, I think, than Georgetown.
Jay Breon Spikes has been chosen for the Kentucky-Indiana All-Star Series. That's the big series. Of course, he played in the Kentucky-Ohio All-Star game earlier and had 11 points and a win for Kentucky. Bob, that's kind of the premier thing, though, that Kentucky-Indiana series each summer.
That's, I guess, looked at nationwide, Todd, when you talk about two basketball states and their high school teams after the season is over hooking up into a two-game, one game in Kentucky, one game in Indiana. It is the ultimate, I think, in high school basketball.
Also Tuesday, big wins by Caldwell County baseball and softball. The Caldwell tennis teams went down to Fort Campbell and both came back with 6-0 victories. So a big day Tuesday, and Bob, I think it's shaping up to be another big day with both Hopkins County Central teams out here at the ballpark today.
It looks that way, Todd. The boys that got an easy victory on Tuesday this week, and we're looking at what we're doing this afternoon with the broadcasting the girls' game, the Hopkins Central Lady Storm. Ladies are off to a 1-9 start, so you don't have to expect, or a 1-8 start. I'm not sure whether one of those games had gotten listed or not, but and only hitting .214 as a team, so it looks to be an easy day for both Tiger teams, but you never know, as they say.
I think they're 1-9. I don't think the Madisonville game ever got posted the other night, and I think that was pretty lopsided toward Madisonville North Hopkins.
And that's the one I was going to look up later, because I'd looked up about a week ago and they were 1-8, and I knew they had a game Tuesday night. So they come in really, really looking for a win.
For the Caldwell County baseball and softball teams, though, I think it's been a good season so far. The teams have basically taken care of the games they should take care of, and maybe have picked up another win or two along the way, too. So I think baseball and softball in the midst of pretty good seasons.
I have to feel that way. The boys team especially has surprised me about how competitive they are and playing some top-flight teams until Tillman took some losses over in Bowling Green. Caldwell County had given them their toughest game and could have possibly won a game if we'd maybe fielded better and had a key hit in the last inning. But they're getting performances out of not just one or two or three players, but they're getting six and seven players contributing to every game.
Yeah, it's been a really good season, and you look back and they have five losses, I believe, Three of those are by one run. One was over at University Heights in the first game of the season, and I think the Tigers didn't play any scrimmages this year, so they weren't quite prepared for that game as maybe as well as they could have been, but I think the first game or two was actually the preseason, if you kind of look at it that way, for the Tigers. And one of those was a one-run loss to Union, one-run loss to Lyon County, one-run loss to Madisonville North Hopkins. So, you know, those are all competitive ball games.
Absolutely. And those, even though they were losses at that time, stack up better for the Tigers as the season goes on, and especially tournament time comes up, because we've seen them, they've seen us, and I think we have several quality baseball players out on the field.
Well, when you look at the schedule, we've only got about 2 weeks left in the regular season.
It just comes and goes quickly, like basketball season. You're in the middle of December, and the next thing you know, you're at the beginning of February, and you're looking around, hey, 2-3 more weeks to go. And, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing the ladies play this afternoon, because we're playing a young Hopkins County Central team, but we're as young or younger when you go up and down the lineup for our ladies. And the other thing that's amazing to me about our ladies is the fact our pitcher was injured 4 or 5 games ago, and we've stepped up in that area really well.
Yeah, both teams playing really well, and hopefully that will continue today. Both have Hopkins County Central again out here at the Ratliff Park Complex today. If you stand in the right spot in the park, Bob, you can watch both games.
And especially if you have about a 15-foot step ladder.
Yeah.
And everything else will be going on out there tonight as well. So it's good to see the activity at the ballpark this early in the year. You know, we're still in April, and we've got 500 cars out there in the parking lot, it seems like.
Well, our St. Louis Cardinals are off to a pretty decent start, Bob. What's kind of your gauge on the team so far?
Well, I think I haven't checked in the last couple of days. I don't know whether we're still leading the National League Central or we're tied with Milwaukee or
I think
how
we're a game back. They've played 2 more games and won them. So I think Milwaukee's 12-7 and the Cardinals are 10-7. Somewhere right around there?
Maybe 11-7 after yesterday's win over the Mets, which we're glad to get them out of town. But again, 15 hits yesterday, and we lose. I think it's the only series we've lost so far this year. Mets took 2 games of the 3. We should have had the opening game when we had them down 2-0, 2 outs in the top of the 9th, and 2 strikes on the batter. And we have 1 or 2 of those every year, it seems like, when you're a Cardinal fan.
A little extra fun yesterday as Arenado took exception to a pitch that was up and in, and the bench is emptied, and fun times at Busch Stadium. But, Bob, it seems like from what I can tell in Major League Baseball this year, and admittedly I don't watch it as much as I used to, but it seems to me like there's a lot of these throwing at each other kind of things going on around the majors right now.
I don't think they're at all embarrassed about throwing way inside anymore, especially this year, as you say, Todd. And the other thing about yesterday, I wondered why they threw Stubby Clapp out.
He went in and tackled somebody in the pile. Oh, yeah. Okay. Alonzo, is that right, for the Mets?
Yeah, I think the first baseman.
Yeah, Stubby went in and grabbed somebody and just pull them out.
Well,
so
I saw the highlights, but I couldn't see what it settled down quickly.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden here Stubby's being thrown out of the game, and I thought, well, what did Stubby do?
Yeah, I don't think there were a lot of punches that ended up being thrown, but both dugouts emptied, the bullpens came running, and it was fun times at the old ball yard.
I think the Mets have been hit a lot this year. So
yeah,
it just didn't come into this series. And I think we hit them maybe in one of the 2 games prior to yesterday, maybe 3 times. And I don't know. I know one Met got hit yesterday on the ankle later after the rhubarb, I think, or maybe right before the rhubarb, and he had to leave the game. So I'm not sure how all that plays into what did take place, but obviously Arenado took exception to the high inside pitch.
We're talking with Bob Hayes this morning, WPKY sportscaster. He will be broadcasting the Lady Tiger softball game this afternoon against Hopkins County Central from Lady Tiger Field. We need to get to a timeout here on the show. When we come back, Luther Bramblett, Midway University baseball head coach, will be joining us. So stay with us as we roll on the Sideline Report here at 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Get into shape and feel good at Trilogy Performance Sports. Trilogy offers a wide range of family-friendly classes as well as personal training, yoga, gymnastics, sports training, cardio, and weightlifting. Trilogy has something for everyone.
Back on the Sideline Report at 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for joining us this morning. Bob Hayes, WPKY sportscaster in the studio with us this morning. And now joining us on the phone from Central Kentucky is Midway University head baseball coach Luther Bramblett, a former Tiger. Luther, how are things there in Central Kentucky this morning?
Well, right now the sun's out. I'm at a baseball field, just got off a mower, so things are great.
So everything is going perfect then?
Well, right now, yeah. We haven't started playing yet, so things are good right now.
Who have you guys got in town today?
We have the number one team in our conference, IU Southeast.
So that'll be a good gauge for you guys. You have conference play coming up pretty quick, right?
Yes, the conference tournament starts next Thursday. So we're guaranteed at least the 4 seed, so we're in the tournament for the 6th time in 6 years in program history, so that's a good thing.
Well, kind of give us a recap on how long you've been there, because you're the only baseball head coach ever for Midway University.
That is correct. We start the program the fall of 2016. And our first, I guess, official season was the spring of 17. So this is year 6.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And how has the season kind of gone for you guys this year?
Well, it's been a little bit of a roller coaster, to be honest with you. I don't know who made our schedule. He's not very smart, but we started the year off 0-11, played like 8 of those games were ranked opponents in the top 10. And since that time, I think now we're 17-25, I believe, overall. So since that time, we've played better baseball. I think we're 17-14 since that start. So made a pretty good run in the conference. Now we're battling some injuries and some sickness, and have lost some players for the season, I think, that play a key role for us. So we're just hanging on right now, hoping to get hot at the right time.
Well, was that kind of deliberate on your part to kind of put those really tough teams there at the start of the season?
Yes and no. I enjoy playing quality competition because I think that prepares you for the grind of the conference season. It just happened that the weather issues up here at that time forced some other teams down there, and originally the schedule wasn't that tough, but then it added a few ranked teams in there playing at neutral sites and stuff like that. But I do enjoy playing quality competition, especially early in the season, so our guys can see what we want to compete against and how we want to play and see where we're at as a coaching staff. And so I do enjoy playing quality competition, but this year was by far the toughest test that early in the year.
Well, you guys get an early start too, right? I mean, you guys are going like the middle of February, right?
We started the first weekend of February.
Wow.
This year. Yep, yep. Now, next year the NAI has put in, this year we're allowed 55-game schedule. Next year they're dropping it to 50 games. So next year we'll probably start the second weekend of February, so that'll give us an extra week of preparation and practice and get our pitchers in line and all that good stuff. So we'll start a tick later in the season.
Have you guys battled the rain problem that the rest of us have all year trying to get games in?
Oh, it's been brutal. We've actually moved up. We were supposed to be playing this series on Friday and Saturday, one Friday, two Saturday. But now we've moved it up to a doubleheader today and one game tomorrow to beat the rain over the weekend. So we've been fighting it. We've pulled the tarp off too many times, off and on. It's been quite the year. Now, the good thing is my grass is green. So
yeah.
that's a positive.
And growing, too, I'm sure, Luther.
How you doing, Mr. Hayes?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good.
Well, I was going to bring up, Luther, that you've got a former Tiger on your roster. How's he doing this year?
He's been up and down. He's been on that roller coaster as well. There's been glimpses of real good outings on the mound, and then he kind of loses it at times. But
the coach just telling me. Just tell him he doesn't have to make the perfect pitch every time. That's what
exactly,
I've been trying to tell him.
You're 100% right. I mean, all you can do is try to hit the catcher's mitt, and after it leaves your hand, you can't control that. So as long as you can control the controllables, which is how you prepare and how you compete and hitting that catcher's mitt as a pitcher, whatever happens after that happens. You know what I mean? You can't control that.
True.
But no, he's continuing to work hard, and he's in the weight room every day, and he's a joy to be around. He's a good dude, great team guy. I know he's not having the year that he's wanted to have. We talked, and he decided he wanted to focus more on pitching this year rather than position, and because it's tough doing two, hitting and pitching at the college level. It's just there's a lot that goes into it all. He decided to pitch only this year, and hopefully he'll continue to improve in that regard. But he's crushing it academically, doing well there. So that's what's important at the end of the day.
Yeah, really cool that John Davis is on your team there. You know, have a couple of connections to Midway University. But Luther, I did want to ask you, when you're out recruiting, where are you looking for kids, and what kind of players do you usually look for?
Well, we look for competitive kids. We look for multi-sport kids. You know, like in John's case, he's basketball guy, baseball guy. I like football, baseball guys. I like guys that compete in other sports, because especially from winning programs. That's always important. We look for athletic kids that could play multiple positions, because at the end of the day, if you can swing the bat and you can hit, you can run a little bit, you can play any positions on the field. So if a shortstop can swing it, but we got a better shortstop than him, then he could play third base, or he could play second base, or he can move to the outfield and play a corner outfield spot, or if he could really run, he could play a center field spot. So we try to find athletic, competitive kids that play multi-sports at the high school level. We also try to find JUCO kids, and we've got four Division I transfers on our roster this year that have been good players for us. So we kind of recruit a lot of different things, if that makes any sense.
We're talking this morning with Midway University baseball head coach Luther Bramblett. Bob Hayes, WPKY sportscaster, also in the studio with us. Luther, you're a former Tiger. You still kind of keep up with Caldwell County?
Oh, I do. I do.
Good.
I do quite a bit. We actually got a commitment from one of the guys there. He let us know that he's changed his mind and wants to get electrical engineering, which we don't offer here, which is good. I mean, I tell kids all the time, you got to find the best fit for you, and it's got to start academically, because the last thing you want to do is go play a sport for 4 years and not do what you want to do academically. You just waste time and money. So, but I was looking forward to having Logan here, but he's decided to study. Go the academic route, and wish him best of luck.
Well, one thing I always think is really cool is, you know, if a coach at one school can't find a spot for a kid, a lot of times you guys will kind of work with another coach somewhere to try to get them in. So
I always
tell kids, you know, just because one coach can't find a spot for you, that still might be an ally for you trying to find a spot someplace.
No question. And if he needed help finding somewhere that had engineering, I'd have no problem talking to that coach on his behalf, because he's a good kid, comes from a good family, and of course he's a Caldwell County Tiger, so
yeah.
I want to help as many Tigers as I can help.
Luther, you've been doing this a long time, and you know, you're there at Midway University now. What's kind of the goal? Where do you want to get the program there at Midway?
Well, I want to be competing for conference championships. year in, year out. We had a chance this year, but we've kind of fallen a tick short. But I want to compete for conference championships here, and I want to compete nationally. I think we've done a pretty good job at that at St. Catherine at the tail end. We went to a couple regionals, and so we were competing nationally in a tough conference, and I want to do that here. Now, I think it's definitely a great possibility here. I mean, the campus is beautiful. The location is great. We've got a nice baseball facility. You know, you're within 10-15 minutes from Lexington, downtown Lexington, and close to Louisville, close to Cincinnati. So we're in a good baseball area. It just takes time to build a program and get kids here and interested in coming to a small college. So
I'm still a little envious that you got to design your own baseball park.
It is nice, man. You need to, next time you're in this area, you need to stop by and check it out, man. I think you'd like it. And yeah. I think it's going to get better. I mean, we're starting sprint football. So this summer they're going to start construction on a turf soccer/football facility. It's going to be up above on the hill, above our baseball field, and eventually to have home games. They have to have a home and visiting locker room. So they're going to be building that facility right here close to our baseball facility. So then I think we'll get locker rooms, and I think they'll have to put lights on that field to host football games, soccer games. So I think when that happens, we'll eventually get lights down here too. So,
oh, cool.
It's going to continue to get better.
Well, and sprint football, that's for 165 pounds and below, right?
I think 165 or 175, somewhere in that range and below, yes. I think it'd be pretty fun sport to watch.
Bunch oh, yeah, for sure.
Athletes run around. So I think it's going to be fun to watch.
Now, you mentioned the conference tournament for you guys. That's next week. Where is that?
Chillicothe, Ohio, at War, I think it's Veterans Memorial Stadium in Chillicothe, Ohio.
Now, that's not the one with the red turf, is it? Didn't y'all play someplace that had
no.
the red turf?
Yeah, that was at UNOH. That was in 17 when we went to the regional tournament after winning the conference tournament that year. But, no, this is in Chillicothe, Ohio. It is turf field. I can't remember the name of the summer team that plays there, but it's host to a collegiate summer league team.
Okay, got a big question for you. I know you're a baseball guy going way back. When you look at Major League Baseball and college baseball and high school baseball, youth baseball, where do you see the state of the game of baseball right now?
Oh, that's a loaded question, Todd. I'll put it to you this way. If there's a college baseball game on TV and a Major League Baseball game on TV, I'm going to watch that college baseball game over Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I'm kind of there with you.
I like that brand of intensity and hustle, and I think what they're doing to Major League Baseball and the shifts and the pitch clocks and all that type stuff, which has trickled down into even our level, it's taken away a lot of the game, the purity of the game and what it was intended to be, in my opinion.
I've always said, why can't we just go find a 1950s rule book and just go back to playing the ball, the game like that? That's the rule book we need to go by. There's too many rules.
There's a lot of rules, and they keep adding more and more and more rules. I do like the DH, though, going into the National League, because I like some offense.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. You know, 30 years ago, that probably would have been a killer for me. I still don't know that I like it, but it doesn't change. I mean, I'm still going to watch the Cardinals and pull for them like I always did.
Right. But now you got somebody like Pujols that can go in there and DH against lefties and kill those guys. And you know, prior to this, the DH going into the National League, you would have had to put him over there and watch him waddle around at first base somehow. So,
Well, Luther, we appreciate you coming on today and joining us. I bet Bob's got some opinions on the state of the game of baseball.
Sure he does.
Well, I have to agree with you, Luther, on that. Pro baseball or Major League Baseball seems to be more of a drag for me right now as I get older, as opposed to what you've just mentioned about watching college teams play on television. And I've seen a lot of college baseball games this spring, and also we as you mentioned, you're moving the doubleheader tomorrow into today. We're still coming up this weekend. We're going to take John out to dinner, but just whatever happens today, and whether you need to pitch him, we still will see him tomorrow. And that's the other comment I wanted to make. I watched the team last year play. In my assessment this year, we're much better. As you mentioned, 4 D1 transfers. I think that's made a difference. And as the school has gotten more recognition name-wise, you've been able to attract better talent. So we're excited for John and what he's had to look forward to and be a part of. He's really happy up there.
Good. Well, I'm happy to have him here, that's for sure. Anytime I get Tiger here, it's a good day.
Hey, Luther, we appreciate you coming on the show this week, and good luck to you guys the rest of the season, and go win two today.
Sounds good. Appreciate for having me, guys. Good talking with you, and take care.
Take care, Coach. Soon.
That is Luther Bramblett. He's the head coach at Midway University and a former Tiger baseball player himself, so we appreciate him joining us on the show today. We need to get to a timeout. When we come back, Dwight Meeks, Caldwell County Youth Incorporated president, has joined us. Bob and I will continue on the show after this here on 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
Your WPKY Weather Edge Weather Center forecast is brought to you by Kay's Kitchen.
From the Weather Edge Weather Center, mostly sunny skies today with a high 75 degrees. Clouds tonight, slight chance of showers. Overnight low down to 55. 77 tomorrow for a high temperature. Slight chance of rain showers throughout the daytime hours. Partly cloudy skies Friday night, low down to 60 degrees. Once again, our forecast today, mostly sunny with a high near 75.
Trice Hughes has been serving Western Kentucky for over 60 years. Their experienced sales force, ASE certified techs, and all the friendly folks at Trice Hughes have worked to become your family's exclusive automotive dealer. The home team that's kept our family safe on the road for generations. From work to play and everything in between, your home team has what you need. Stop by and drive the difference. Our home team. Trice Hughes, Highway 91 North in Princeton.
Link Barkley State Park is preparing to reopen in May. To make that happen, they need people. They may need you. There are multiple positions available, including servers, cooks, dishwashers, groundskeeper, pro shop attendant, and recreation specialist. You just might find the perfect job at Lake Barkley State Park. It's an exciting time on the lake, and you can be part of that excitement. For more details about each position available, click on Find a Job on our homepage.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Again, appreciate Luther Bramblett joining us all the way from Midway University today. Joining us in the studio a little bit closer is Dwight Meeks, Caldwell County Youth Incorporated president. And Dwight, you guys had the ballpark hopping Tuesday night.
We did. It was a full house. We got rained out Monday. Everybody got rained out Monday. But Tuesday, I think all the ballparks around the surrounding area, except for Lyon County, were up and going. Of course, no rain in forecast today. The crews are already out on the field working on it. So, and I think high school and also girls softball.
Yeah.
So, yes, that ballpark will be hopping tonight.
I was going to say, you can always tell how many fields are going at the ballpark just by looking at the line at the concession stand.
Oh, listen, and I tell you what, Saturday we had a scrimmage game out there, and I know Brock on his icy machine had to make $1 million. Because,
wow.
I tell you, they were packing that place.
Brock won't tell you how much.
No, he probably won't.
Maybe he'll make a nice donation to Youth Incorporated for the big day.
Well, I guarantee he made at least $1 million.
Wow. It's a nice day at the old ball yard.
That's a lot of ice, yes.
Well, tell us about the leagues this year and how many communities are involved and how many teams do we have this year?
Well, now you're going to put me on the spot on that because I haven't been keeping up with that much. We're trying to keep the fields going.
Yeah.
But I know that Crittenden, Trigg, Dawson. Dawson's actually with a tornado there here at the City County Park. So all their home games will be here. You got Lyon County, Webster County.
And Livingston?
And Livingston County. That's right. So we're spread out. Got a little travel time, so that means when you go places, take a little extra money and eat one of their restaurants on the way back. And while you're down here, eat at one of our restaurants,
right,
or the concession stand. Okay.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how much money gets pumped into the local economy by youth sports.
Absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, nobody's had any practices because of the rain. You were mentioning that a while ago. And that's for everybody. We practice on a parking lot. So have other people. Mm-hmm. Have practiced on the parking lot. And but now, hey, we're back to playing. And hopefully it won't rain us out for, two
days. At least tonight.
At least tonight, yeah.
And tomorrow night we're good to go, too. I think won't happen until maybe Saturday sometime.
Yeah.
Well, good that we could help Dawson Springs out and let them use our facilities because, you know, another 500 yards and we might be in the same boat they were in as far
as
baseball fields go. So,
Yeah, the city and county stepped up on that. They really did good on that.
Well, what are some new things at the ballpark this year and what some things you're working on?
Well, I tell you, first of all, Ray Mitchell has retired from out there, and Ray was – out there for several years, and we have a new guy, Steve Caldwell, and he's out there right now working on the fields, doing a great job. Going to be hard to replace Ray, but he's doing a really good job. And Ray actually comes out there and checks on us every now and then, making sure we're doing it right. But, you know, the fields, I'm not bragging, but as long as we can stay dry, we got some pretty good ballparks right now.
Yeah.
We really do. There's still some improvements to do. But we've got some pretty good ballparks. We have added a new row of bleachers by what we call the settle field. Mm-hmm. And I think it was on the Facebook page.
Yep.
And by looking at that, we know we need to add another row of bleachers over on the other side.
It looks so good that we need another set now.
It sticks out like a sore thumb. So just give us time. We'll get those taken care of also. Other than that, you know, concession stand's going great. Got a lot of teams, and T-ball's fixing to come up. So if you're listening and you haven't had a call yet, it's because we haven't picked T-ball teams yet, but that's coming up real soon.
Yeah, we're kind of in that point of the season where the high school teams are still going, youth leagues are starting, and, Bob, that always makes for a busy ballpark.
And Tuesday night, as I said a while ago, it looked like there are 500 cars out there in the parking lot. That's going to be the same tonight. And when you get those T-ballers out there, what did we have last year, Dwight, 150 T-ballers or something like that? Several young kids. And when you have a T-baller, it's not any different than if you have an 8-9-year-old grandparents come to their game. So it's a big activity, a big hub out there. And the thing that's amazed me the last couple 3 years is before we used to start this at the end of May, the season. Now we're starting it at the end of April, and the weather sometimes is a factor, maybe the cool nights, but our program, I think, is at an all-time high numbers-wise.
You know, we had a good turnout, even for basketball, you know, we had a good turnout there. And we're hoping the same thing for football. But, I think our baseball program's really doing good. I really do.
Well, when you look at the facility, you've done work on Oliver Park and on the Tilly Park in the back, and those fields have gotten a lot better.
They have. You know, they were grass to start with. And, you know, you guys are part of the board, so y'all know, you know, we decided that we're going to go with a dirt infield because girls play on dirt, you know, and the boys play on dirt. So why not just go to a dirt infield and just like the other counties. Settles is still – we're going to stay grass there. Probably one reason we got a lot of money invested there, you know.
Well, and that's a throwback
good.
Park.
It is a throwback park, but it's a good park. It's really pretty when that Permuta's out, you know. So we're going to stay there with that for a while.
Well, and it's amazing how much cleaner that park looks with the concrete around the back and, like I said, the new bleachers and hopefully another set on the other side coming sometime in the near future. So that will really make that park look sharp.
Well, you know, Todd, you and me were talking the other day. It's something every year we want to add to the ballpark. Next year we know we want to put our capping around our fence. We want to put some backstops. That'll spruce up the ballpark, you know, a little window dressing there. There's always something to do, and, you know, that's what we're here.
And to make light of what we've done, not only are those improvements forthcoming, but we've painted the side of one of the buildings out there just to liven the place up and make it really excitable to be out there to see that mural that Debbie French did on one of our buildings for us.
You know, and a lot of Saturday, a lot of people were taking pictures of their boys and girls. And that was our backdrop.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that thing comes in place for two things. Really looks good.
Dwight Meeks is with us this morning. Bob Hayes still in the studio with us. Need to get to a timeout on the show, but we'll continue right after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Your WPKY Weather Edge Weather Center forecast is brought to you by Bella Marie Boutique.
From the Weather Edge Weather Center, mostly sunny skies today with a high 75 degrees. Clouds tonight, slight chance of showers. Overnight low down to 55. 77 tomorrow for a high temperature. Slight chance of rain showers throughout the daytime hours. Partly cloudy skies Friday night, low down to 60 degrees. Once again, our forecast today, mostly sunny with a high near 75.
Springtime is around the corner, and it's time to plan your spring project. Whether it's flowers for the yard, an outdoor furniture set, or perhaps you need a new mower or trimmer, ABC Finance is here to help. Locally owned and operated, ABC Finance specializes in loans from $500 to $12,000, with decisions usually within an hour. Walk-ins are welcome. Go to abcfinanceonline.com or stop by our location at the Princeton Plaza in Princeton. Also, like ABC Finance on Facebook.
The votes were cast, and ABC Finance Company was once again voted the best of Western Kentucky. Hi, this is Todd Morse at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Savannah Seymour at the Princeton location. It's truly an honor to receive this recognition, and we appreciate all who voted for us.
We would also like to extend a huge thanks to our staff who make it happen every single day.
Need cash fast? Walk-ins are always welcome. Like ABC Finance Company on Facebook and visit our website at abcfinanceonline.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for joining us today. Caldwell County Youth Incorporated President Dwight Meeks in the studio with us, and WPKY sportscaster Bob Hayes also sitting in on the show today. Appreciate them coming in. And, guys, I asked Luther Bramlett earlier about the state of baseball, and Dwight, if you look at the ballpark this week, it's apparently pretty good because there's been a lot of people out there playing.
A lot of people. And I tell you, even when you go out there for practices, when you were able to get on the field, there were people still out in the parking lots that maybe one field you could practice on, the other field you couldn't practice on. Well, they were out in the parking lots. They were on the T-ball park. They were everywhere. And Saturday, of course, everything was dry, but there were still people out in the T-ball park hitting that day. And that thing ended about 1:30, something like that. Some other teams still practiced after that. A lot of people.
Is this the first time we've actually scheduled a jamboree for baseball and actually got it in?
You know, I think that's right. And I told Misty, I said, we need to do this every year. Because that's a good practice game for all the coaches, even, you know. You got some young coaches who have never coached. They're trying to figure stuff out also. Mm-hmm. You know, not only those boys and girls, but those coaches are trying to figure something out.
Bob, it feels like we've scheduled that every year, and somehow it rains every time we try to schedule that thing.
It just seems like it rains on it. You know, and it never rains on a Tuesday night, so that Wednesday is where the fields are wet and unplayable. But it just seems like at times we just can't get out of that 1 week or two week ordeal where we're having one game one night a week rained out, maybe even two nights a week rained out. But summer's coming, so I'm told.
Yeah. Kind of exciting to see where the ballpark is headed. The high school now owns the big baseball field and the softball field that the Lady Tigers play on. But, you know, I think there are improvements coming to those facilities, and keep making improvements on the youth fields. And like I said, it's kind of an exciting time to see where the ballpark's going to go.
I tell you what, the girls' field, the boys' field, their infield is as good as anybody's.
Second to none.
You know,
yeah.
And the wall around there, and then you walk over the girls' field, man, they have as pretty as a ballpark as anybody. That outfield grass, I'm a little jealous, if you want to know the truth. I'd love to pull some of that up and take it to our ballparks. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Well, a whole lot of work has been done. Like I said, there are other things we all see that we would like to have done, but definitely looks like things are headed in the right direction. And like I said, I can remember one time where maybe the ballpark wasn't so neat and pretty, and when you look at the fields now, it's really fun. And I know the most comments seem to come from people who come here from other communities. You know, typically they like coming here and they like playing at our ballpark, which I think is the biggest compliment there is.
That's right. There was several compliments. And the first lady that complimented, I had a few people that wasn't so nice the other day, and they were Princeton people, but they're frustrated about practices, you know, and I understand that. You know, I wish we could get you on the fields too. But the first thing they said was about that wall. Man, how pretty that wall was. And they took their kid up there, and this is a girl that was playing from out of town and took a picture with that. But, you know, we're striding to do things better and just hang in there with us. You know, we've had a few hiccups early. We had some water issues. And, you know, I want to shout out to the Princeton Water Department. Seemed like every time we need something, they're there for us. We had a pole break the other day, and electric plant board was there, Johnny on the spot to get us going. County Road Department, we need some ditching done. You know, there's a lot of people behind the scenes. They come down there and keep that ballpark going.
Is there one project that you're kind of looking at now for the future, or something that you just like to do with the ballpark?
I'd like to see a dome put over everything.
That would be awesome. You know? We'll get, just stretch it over the whole park complex. That way when you're sitting there, you're not in the elements, and we never have to cancel a game.
No. Yeah. You know, Todd, there seems like every year we look at some form of new project. Of course, we know we want to put some new bleachers over on the other side, and put our capping and stuff like that. That's just stuff we have to do, you know. I don't really know of any big projects.
Well, I think the long range, what we've always wanted out there, are steel poles or aluminum light poles.
That's
and
true.
Eventually we're going to get that. And maybe when the high school upgrades the ladies' park and the VFW field, and those lights come on on the metal poles, that we might only need one or two or three well-placed lights to light Tilly and the Oliver Park and Settle Field.
That's true. Yeah, I guess, the poles, LED lights, who doesn't want them, you know?
Right.
And I'll tell you something else. This is a big on the wish list while we're saying. We would really, hopefully one day, while me and Bob are still alive, mm-hmm. We want to see a playground park down at the ballpark, and put it centrally located where it's not up on the hill, where mom and dads can be watching their kids play ball and their kids playing on a playground. Their other kids play near them, okay?
The old American Legion playground still gets quite a bit of use up there.
Yes, yeah. Hey, there's somebody there all the time, yeah.
I tell you, one thing that's worked out for the Lady Tigers softball team this year is having a tarp on the field. They've played several times when other teams around couldn't play. And, of course, I know it's a little bigger expense for the VFW ballpark for the high school to do that, and pretty big expense just to do the youth fields. But that's really helped them out this year, having that tarp on the field, where they've played games where nobody else really did around the area.
Yeah, and that's another thing I'm kind of jealous of is seeing them having that tarp. You know, maybe one night we might take a forklift and steal that thing.
Drag it over to another field.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I appreciate you guys all coming in today and talking. And, Dwight, anything else you need to add about Youth Incorporated?
No, you know, just bear with us. You know, we're working. We're striving to do things better. If you see something that's wrong, tell us, you know, tell us. I did have a guy the other day talk to us about a sidewalk on another side. I said, you know, we had talked about that, you know. Some things are just more pressing at that time, you know. But, you know, I said, we have talked about that. So just hang in there with us.
I think the thing that comes up is the people don't realize, one, we're paying umpires now, and two, the equipment, the purchase of the baseballs and softballs are just, just doubled maybe over the last 3 or 4 years. And people don't expect that to be a big cost, but it is a big cost to the program, and it sets aside like sidewalk improvements or sidewalk extensions or just whatever might need to be just another part to that complex out there that just makes it where you want to go to. But, eventually we've made great progress the last 6, 7, 8 years out there, Dwight, and that progress, as you well know, is going to continue because of the people involved on the board and the ones who really care about that program.
You know, add that, Bob, insurance. You know, insurance, people forget, we pay insurance for if your child gets hurt out there. You know, we take care of that. The gas has went up, and, you know, lawnmowers have to have gas, and gas has went up. We spent quite a month.
And grass seems to want to grow in the summer. And
for some reason, I don't know why. So, hang in there with us, guys. We're doing the best we can.
All right. Thank you guys for coming in today.
Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Caldwell County Youth Incorporated President Dwight Meeks and WPKY sportscaster Bob Hayes with us. Thanks to Luther Bramblett for joining us from Midway University today. There is Lady Tiger softball action on the air this afternoon. Lady Tigers hosting Hopkins County Central. You can hear that on WPKY following the 5 o'clock news. Tiger baseball also at home against Hopkins County Central. Caldwell tennis at home. It's senior day. The tennis teams will be hosting Lyon County at the CCHS tennis court, so check that out. I believe the senior recognition begins about 5 o'clock today out there. That's going to wrap us up on the show today. This is Todd Griffin. Thanks for listening to the Sideline Report here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.